Triss, Disc 6.
Riggan halted at the tree fringe. Cerda came hurrying up with Vorso and the rat guards.
They go in there, yar?
The slave tracker inspected the ground, then peered up into the trees, sniffing the air suspiciously.
Oh, Your Highness, they've gone into these woods, but there's something I don't like about this place. I ain't put me paw on it yet, but I'll find out.
She took a pace into the trees and found out. Three iron-hard green pine cones hit Riggan, one on the head, another on the paw, and a third in the throat. She toppled over, senseless. Immediately, the rat guards threw themselves flat. Vorso placed himself in front of Cerda, shielding her.
Some beast up in the trees is attacking us, ma'am.
Cerda signalled as she backed off.
Archers, shoot arrows at them! Slay their beasts!
Four rat guards set shafts to their bows. The first one fired off at a shape high in the trees. Cerda popped her head up from where she was crouching.
Got that! Teach them!
Half an arrow, the pointed part, nicked her paw and she yelped.
Ouch! What happened?
The archer gasped in amazement at what he had seen.
Mom, some beast up there in that tree. He caught me arrow and snapped it in half. He's throwing it back!
He ducked as the feathered half bounced off his ear. Vorto whispered orders to four rat guards.
Crawl out and get Riggan back here. We need her.
The four began to crawl forward, but were peppered so hard with green cones that they were forced to shuffle backward, their shoulders, backs and behind smarting furiously. His paws numbed by two more flying cones, Vorto dashed off to a small rise in the ground where Cerda was crouching.
Your Highness, I think we'd better retreat.
The flat of Cerda's blade whacked him in the midriff.
Retreat? What do you think I am? The Princess of Riftgard does not run from silly beasts who throw pine cones. We stay here and teach them the lesson for insolence.
She poked her head up and screeched angrily.
You hear that? We teach you the lesson!
A particularly fine specimen of the fir tree whacked solidly down between the pure ferret's ears, stunning her. This was followed by a matter-of-fact voice calling out.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I don't understand what "unk" is supposed to mean. State your intentions clearly. That's what I always say.
Burnby led Triss and Shog out at the far side of the trees that marked the Coneslinger's domain. She gestured eloquently at the open lands.
There, my friends, you may go whichever way you please. I must return now and lend a paw to pin your foes down for a while.